You're listening to SBS News.
Almost a quarter of Australians are unaware that consuming alcohol while pregnant can have very adverse health consequences for the baby. That's according to the latest health data by the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. The data comes as health ministers prepare to meet this Friday to introduce mandatory pregnancy warning labels on alcohol products. The label, developed by food safety regulator Food Standards Australia New Zealand, aims to promote awareness of the health effects. These include stillbirth, irreversible brain damage, and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. CEO of the foundation, Katrina Georgi, says there is still a lack of information.
We think that messaging around alcohol and its harms isn't really out there in the community. There's lots of messaging that's put out by alcohol companies that talks about what they see as the positive effects of alcohol, but there aren't messages about alcohol's link with chronic disease, about how alcohol causes death, about how alcohol causes fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. We're just not talking about this, and we certainly don't have clear warning labels on these on alcohol products.
But the alcohol industry is resisting the changes. The industry has been lobbying the Commonwealth and some state and territory food and health ministers to reconsider the new label. Ms. Georgi says the industry is prioritising profit over the health of its consumers.
We know that the alcohol industry doesn't want us to have clear alcohol pregnancy warning labels on products, and we know that they're lobbying ministers hard to stop this from going ahead on Friday.
Therese Fenwick, who runs Heritage Estate Wines in southwest Brisbane, says the mandatory labelling will only place more pressure on businesses. Businesses will have a 2-year transition period to replace labels, but will not have access to financial assistance. She says it will cost more than $500 per printing plate and a couple of $100 to get new dyes. Ms. Fenwick is concerned the process is being rushed.
For a small family business, it's an enormous cost. It really is. We're just struggling with drought and fires and roads being cut off and all sorts of things. And this is now just another cost.
Food Standards Australia New Zealand has consulted with the alcohol industry and health groups. But a YouGov poll found that less than 1/3 of Australians could recall seeing warning labels about the risk of consuming alcohol while pregnant. While happy to promote health awareness, Ms. Fenwick doubts the effectiveness of the new, brighter label.
All women go to their doctors. All women get that advice from their doctors. And is labelling going to change those who don't heed their doctor's advice?
But advocates say a more visible label may help women with limited access to medical advice. Dr. John Boffer from the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress says a more visible label is not sufficient on its own, but is a key component of an overall strategy.
You need a comprehensive, multifaceted approach to get on top of this problem of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and alcohol use in pregnancy. Because ultimately, a lot of the harm is done at the time of conception, well before any couple know they're pregnant. So it's no good just waiting till women are pregnant before you start trying to reduce the amount that young people are consuming.
Ms. Georgi says it's important that ministers understand the stakes.
It's really important that ministers are aware that the community is really supportive of having clear alcohol pregnancy warning labels on products. And this is so that ministers can put the interests of community ahead of alcohol industry profits.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.